Marty Foley on Today FM.
All right, Esther, tell me I'm wrong. Email us, please, jp@todayfm.com. Karen Koster is here.
Hello.
Let's see where we're at.
So, guys, please help. I work in an office and I have a colleague who will not stop talking to me in work. He's a nice guy and we get on well, but he will not stop talking. He talks all the time about random stuff and about nothing. He tells me about his interests, about his family, about his plans. We're not friends outside of work. And I don't think it's that he even really likes me. It's just that I'm the person nearest to him, so I take the brunt of it. These one-way chats can last 20 minutes and they stop me from doing actual work, which is beginning to worry me. My wife thinks there has to be a polite way of telling him to shut up, but I worry he'll be offended, which will make things awkward between us. Tell me I'm wrong.
Chatters. Office chatters. It's the scourge of the workplace.
So the many
of
them.
There's a lot of chatters out there. And they're, well, I'm a chatter. I'm a chatter.
But then will you go up to someone in the office and just start talking at them?
I've worked with chatters who are actually chatting to no one. They're actually, it's not that they're talking to, truly, they think someone is listening to them and they're just, it's like, kind of like radio. they're talking and they're presuming that someone is listening.
What, they're just kind of at their desk saying it into the air over the dividers kind of thing?
Oh, I'm going to that this weekend and I have to get the tickets for it and then I have to drop the young one to Camogie first and no one's listening to you. No one's listening. You're not. Are you talking to anyone in particular? You're just speaking.
I've worked with some people who I just started having to walk away from them because I knew they would just keep talking. So then I would just say, reverse away and just turn around and walk off. Because otherwise it's never going to end.
That's rude.
Is it not rude to just talk in someone's face for 20 minutes
without
checking yourself? I think that is rude.
When you say walk away from them, this emailer seems to not be in a position where they can actually walk away.
No, it sounds like they're side by side or opposite.
They're near each other, yeah.
Ooh, to be in the eye contact of someone.
What do you mean?
Like if you were constantly, in my line of vision for like 9 hours.
Me, specifically?
Not you specifically.
It's not like a physical revulsion thing. Chomp, it's just about not being able to avoid them.
What's your man's name?
Sloth.
So it's just... No, I'll be honest. Own your feelings.
No, it's just anyone. I don't want anyone to move my head.
Karen, you're crying. Why are you crying?
I love you, Karen.
I find that so funny.
No, you literally said, if I had to sit here looking at you all day, I'd get sick in my own mouth. You said a version of that.
If I just
sit here looking at you all day.
I just think it would be, if I was here with a laptop and you were sitting where you are looking at your laptop
for 12 hours,
we wouldn't be able for it. We wouldn't be friends, right?
Why not? I think I'd be fine. But I am a chatter. I warn you, I am a chatter.
See, I don't think you are.
I would be a chatter.
I think you save up your chat for the radio and I'd say you're quite quiet.
If we were sitting next to each other, there'd be random chats.
There would be random chats.
The Red FM crew would know when I was in Red. I was a big chatter in the office.
Oh.
I think they would look forward to me, like most people. They would look forward to me leaving so they could actually get something done. But chats are good, but then there has to be time to go, okay, the chats are over now and we're going to get our work done.
I know. And I wonder if there's a bit of relief in the people who are working from home like 3 days a week that they don't have to do the chatting. Like that's got to be a benefit for people who are just introverted being like, I just get so much more done at home.
Yeah, you get more done, but then also you get, if you do the couple of days in work, you also get your social time.
I love that. Blast through the news. Yeah, get the goss. Love that.
What do you think? 0874 100 102. Also then, what does it open you up to sort of a, you're really upset. I mean, like a HR issue. You're really upset, John. You told him to shut up because he needed to get your work done.
Maybe raise it with HR beforehand and say, I've got this issue. I've got a colleague who won't stop talking and I think I'm going to need to confront them about it. I think there is an easy way out of this, but I'm not going to say it right
too,
now.
Yeah.
What do you think? 0874 100 102. Another thing I do in conversations, I do it in most of my conversations, but especially in the office, is I'll deliver an out.
Oh, yeah.
Which is like a punchline. Mm-hmm. Or a, you do it on the telly all the time as well, which is the...
Right.
Ah,
bah, bah, bah.
Okay, see you later. And then I walk away.
Yeah, there is a bit of that, yeah.
I can't think of one now.
Sure.
To take us into the ad break, but...
Which you might say. God. And sure, Ray, you'll be back again tomorrow live, 2:30. Great stuff. Take
see you
care.
Then.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
I always have a conversational out. So then it's like, there it is now.
Safety net.
Off I go. But then people don't have a real conversation with me at all. I'm always looking for the out. What do you think, 0874-100-102?
I don't know if I should tell the story.
Oh.
Is it about me?
It's not. As your top eight, I would never tell a story about you that I hadn't run by you in the first place, right?
That's why, do you know...
He's your top eight.
He's my Morgan McSweeney over
here. I'm not going to name anyone, right? I'm not naming anyone.
Is it me?
It's not you.
Is it Karen?
It's not you
Couldn't
either.
Be me.
Okay.
I was in a meeting earlier today.
Oh Jesus.
He's going for it.
I left the meeting. I came back into the office. I saw, I think five people gathered around one laptop and they were trying as a team to complete a Wordle.
Right. That's Dawson though.
And I...
Were they chatting?
Could not resist.
Oh no.
The boomer in me, even though I'm not a boomer, guys. I said... There's a lot of work getting done on a Tuesday, isn't there?
You couldn't resist. My line is always, what's this, a union meeting, is it?
Who's the shop steward? And I did feel a bit guilty.
Oh,
but
you're
I will
such
say,
a grumpy
and
old fella.
I don't want to take credit.
They went back to work.
Their Wordle was finished, or rather left within about
Excellent.
A minute.
Now, and you know what?
Shamed them.
This grumpy old boomer is helping you hit your KPIs out there, you dossers.
Not a boomer, actually.
0874-100-102. Listen to the grumpy old boomers. We know what we're talking about. Well, they know what they're talking about. I, of course, am not one. Shane's over there. Shane?
Tell him by taking the piss out of him. Just saying. God, you're an awful man for talking.
Well, you're saying tell them by taking the piss or having the crack. But you see, the thing is, they're not friends. They're not like they're friendly. They're not, but they're not friends in work. This is what I'm saying as well. About if they were your friend, it would even be easier because at any point you can say, right now, you need to shut up. I need to get this done, and we both get it done. We finished early. Yeah, come on, cop on. Mm. But because he's not, this guy is not his friend. He can't take the piss.
You know, you can breathe now and again, and like be quiet. That'd be great. See how that goes.
Yeah, well, you know, I could get him referred to HR. Michelle says, I work with a bully.
Oh.
Give me a chatterbox any day from Michelle. Well, I suppose, yeah. At least it's friendly. It's more positive. But the work still needs to get done, Michelle. Shona says, it should be socially acceptable to tell someone to shut up if they don't take the time or effort to notice that you don't want to talk to them. I think it's equally rude to ignore someone's body language and just because you want to talk and fill the air. From Shona. Body language. I wonder what I give someone the body language of, I'm not listening. My body language have to feature me sticking my fingers in my ears and shaking my head. Because otherwise, what kind of body language can you...
Well, as I said before, I turn around and walk away from the person if they are continuing to talk.
But again, we're not talking about a scenario that's walk awayable from. He's sitting at his desk.
No eye contact. Keep looking at your screen.
But then, like, you're odd then. Michael says, I had that exact problem. I bought a set of Bluetooth cordless headphones. Classic JP move, ladies and gentlemen. This is called the JP, and anywhere JP has ever worked, JP has been the one. Like, the whole world could be happening around. There could be a tornado blasting through the offices and JP wouldn't notice because he's plugged into his... Well, it's not Bluetooth. It's usually wired, isn't
They're
it?
They're corded, yeah.
Corded headphones. Do not come near me. I have headphones on. I bought a set of Bluetooth cordless headphones that I connect to my phone, says Michael. I can take calls and listen to music if I want. My colleagues just look at me now, and every time he tries to talk to me... Oh, sorry, my colleague looks at me now. Every time he tries to talk to me, I pull the headphones off and I say, huh, what, sorry, what, what? Yeah. And he gets the message.
And I mean, look like really inconvenienced. Sorry, oh, jeez. Do you know, like, it's an ordeal getting
cool.
them on and off.
Yeah.
So, like, you can't just stop.
And he gets the message. Problem solved from Michael. A pair of headphones. Is it acceptable? Is it okay? Is it a bit rude? I often think I put one AirPod in sometimes.
Oh yeah, a little, yeah.
If in the and if I'm wearing an AirPod in the office, I will feel this is kind of rude. I'm a bit of a knob walking around with an earphone in.
Do you think?
I think it is.
If people
rude.
Really want to talk to you, they'll almost wave you down like they're hailing a taxi if you've got an AirPod in.
In work,
hey,
in work,
a word. It's fine.
I don't think it's acceptable.
God, you got rules, don't you?
It's a social rule. If you're walking around an office where there are other people there and you've got a pair of headphones on all the time,
Not all the time.
You could be listening to the news. You could be a journalist. You could be listening to breaking Keir Starmer news.
Well, no. Oh, no. Okay. You're supposed to be working. Why have you got your headphones on? I don't think you can get
what
away with
that. What if it's part of the work? What if you need to be tuned in?
Well, that's a different matter then. Okay. But I think
you're a bit hard line on this.
Yeah, he is, isn't he?
I think you can, not all of the time, but you can have your headphones on or your AirPods in at certain points of the working day. Of course you can.
If you're sitting at your desk.
Saying once you're mobile and you've moved away from your desk, you've got to lose the AirPods.
I think if you're walking around with a pair of headphones on, I think you're being a bit rude. You're shutting yourself off from the world and from everyone else in the office, and is it a bit rude?
Again, if they want your attention, they can flag you down, wave you down.
Okay, I'll do that then. I'll come in with a massive set of cans on tomorrow and walk around the office and see how people react.
All right.
I'd look like a fool. More than usual.
You do it. You do you. As a top aide, I'm saying you do it.
You do it and find out
people would expect it of me.
True. Jay says, hi lads, tell them to get a pair of headphones. Job done from Jay. The JP move. Mm-hmm. Right, final verdict on this then.
I actually think that there is a polite way to tell someone to shut up, and it is to use the work excuse to say, come here, sorry about this, I have to crack into this, I'm a bit behind, sorry. And you've said sorry, you've given a valid reason, you're in a workspace, so you're getting back to your work, and that's fine. And if that doesn't work, then the nuclear option is the headphones, as people have suggested. So I think there is a polite way to tell someone to shut up.
And by the way, just to be clear on my position on the headphones, I would be okay with using the headphones at the desk, because it's... You're trying to concentrate. You could be listening to I listen to brown noise all the time, which is like air inside in an airplane noise.
Do you have it on right now?
Oh, Karen, Jesus.
What?
You just... What is up with you today?
What?
Between the name calling and the besmirching of my reputation.
I'm just being chatty.
I'm referring you to my top aide. He's going to deal with this. Brown noise. We'll do that some other time.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to some brown noise coming out of this one's mouth now. Mm-hmm. Karen, what do you think of the situation?
I think our listener is wrong. And like JP, I think he can treat this with humour. I think he can say, I'm so sorry, I've got to nerd up, got a crack on,
I'm
get stuck
behind.
Into work. And even if he feels awkward and it gets awkward, I would live with that. I would live with the awkwardness.
And then, what about the headphones? No?
I probably would do headphones also, then,
yeah. Yeah, okay,
I'd
fair
have
enough.
Them as my backup plan, as you say.
I think... harmony in work. Yeah, you need to sit next to this person. You don't want things to go toxic.
It's not toxic to say, come here, great chat, gotta get into this now, okay? And if you've had 5 of those conversations in a week, 2 weeks, they're gonna start to get the message.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Yeah. And I think the headphones at the desk you can get away with, but not necessarily walk. That's next week's Tell Me I'm Wrong. My colleagues think I'm a weirdo for walking around the office with a pair of Bluetooth headphones on,
listening to brown noise.
Listening to nothing, pretending I can't hear them. Which is what I do when I'm in the street, by the way. If someone goes, sorry, I go, what? There's nothing on. There's nothing in the head.
One time I saw someone in the park and I couldn't remember the name and I just couldn't deal with the awkwardness. So I pretended I was on the phone. I said, I'm so sorry, I'm on a call. And there was no call, but I couldn't put up with the awkwardness of going, I just can't remember. Like, I don't know how I know. It's just, it was very awkward. So I had a pretend phone call.
Bye. Karen Custer.
Yay!
Love her. There's it. You got your... Ray Foley. Ray Foley. On Today FM.